It's only 3 days to go before the end of the Winter Olympics, and the US is still just about at the top of the medals table. For the latest update, I spoke to USC journalism student Law Murray, who's been reporting from Sochi for the past 10 days.
Things are getting frisky down here. That's for sure.
So, Law, you're in Sochi right now and about to see a very exciting event. Can you talk us through it?
I am actually at the gold medal women's hockey game between Canada and the United States. Canada is the defending champion. It's really one of the better games, as you can see.
You've got 3 days left of events to watch before the closing ceremony on Sunday. Who should we be watching out for in these last few days? Sorry to remind you of that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in Russia will agree with me, but the men's hockey gold medal game, which has yet to be set, where we're not sure who's actually going to be there. You know who won't be, and that's Russia. That's going to be the highlight here. Personally, I'm going to be looking forward to the bobsled team. Steve Holcomb's four-man team is the only one left with a chance to win gold, both in 2010 and in 2014. We'll see if they can pull it off. Steve and his two-man team with Steve Langton has already accomplished something the U.S. hasn't accomplished in over 60 years, and that's win a medal in the two-man bobsled.
So the U.S. is topping the medals charts at the moment, with Russia and the Netherlands following close behind at the last count. Do you think they're going to beat the U.S.?
Well, you know, these hockey games kind of matter. We're coming down the last few days. Every event counts, and the United States has a good chance to hold on to that slim lead. But the Netherlands, I think, have a really good shot at could come out of nowhere, and just on the strength of their speed skating ability, they might have a chance to be at the top of the medal count when this is all said and done.
Right, so it's going to be a close run thing then in the last few days.
Absolutely.
We've been hearing about the wider politics going on with Russia and the Ukraine, and also members of Pussy Riot demonstrating at Sochi. Has that influenced the games at all? Has it been quite apparent while you've been there what's been going on in the wider political arena?
There's been a bubble here. Games and events have gone on according to plan. I did hear today that the Ukraine team has been affected by the violence in their country, and I think it's been questionable whether or not they will choose to continue to participate while they're here. But right now, that's unfounded. The games have gone on.
Are you going to be going to the closing ceremony?
I certainly plan to. I think that there's more excitement surrounding the closing ceremony, and hopefully it goes off without a hitch. You couldn't exactly say that for the opening ceremony, so there's definitely a redeeming factor in the closing ceremony.
That was USC journalism student Law Murray reporting from the Winter Olympics in Sochi.